Today's podcast is brought to you by WeatherZombie. If you like your forecast with a heaping helping of brains, go to weatherzombie.com for all your meteorological needs. Welcome to episode number 10 of Product Management Meets Pop Culture. My name is Chris Cummings, and on today's show, we're going to review the horror parody film Stan Helsing, and then talk about something really scary, public speaking, with some practical advice on how to stake those fears and put them in the ground for good, all in 10 minutes or less.
Ah, there he is, waiting for us. Well, I'm tired of waiting to be slaughtered. I'm gonna do something about it.
The title character, played by Stevie Howie, is a slacker working a dead-end job at a video store, and he's constantly being mistaken for someone named Van Helsing, the famous vampire hunter. On Halloween night, Stan and three of his friends are forced to make a side trip to drop off some videos, and they end up driving headlong into a world of nightmares.
There is no Ferret Square!
Stan? Do something, Stan!
The hardware.
Do you need a hand?
No, I got it. Oh! I got it! Ah! Well, that was completely ineffective.
I feel like I should tell you, I forgot to mention that I got a little thirsty earlier, so I refilled your weapon with the water hose from outside.
You drank the holy water?
It was delicious.
Now, when a movie bills itself as being from the executive producer of Scary Movie, you probably have a good idea of what you're in for. Basically, a lot of bathroom gags and jokes that are completely hit or miss. But what I liked about this movie, what sets it apart from others in its class, is the cast. Howie, Deora Baird, Desi Liddick, and Kenan Thompson play the lead characters, and the chemistry among them is really fantastic. While some of the lines they have and material they have to work with isn't exactly A-caliber, they approach everything with confidence and good humor. They are instantly likable, and that really helps elevate the film.
Now, what can I do for you?
Menus?
No menus. We make everything here.
Great. Well, I'll have 3 cheeseburgers for here, 1 to go, extra mayo, french fries, and a triple chocolate shake.
Ed, would you like that on an IV? It's quicker.
No.
No.
Can I get some sliced mango, pinch of salt, squeeze a lemon, Diet Coke in a can with a bendy straw?
You got it, cowgirl?
And I'm gonna have a chicken pot pie and an iced tea, please.
You know, this is the first time I've seen a push-up bra on an Indian.
Well, actually, you know, the correct term is Native American, so.
Pocahontas, around here, the native term is hooker.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a salad. Never mind. She just called me a hooker.
I'm gonna talk to the manager. I don't think they like how she's talking to us.
One order from the freaks at table 9.
Clearly, Stan Helsing isn't a cinematic masterpiece, but if you like one-note films with a lot of heart, you should check this one out. If only to see Leslie Nielsen as a buxom waitress in a karaoke bar. You heard me. Stan Helsing is currently streaming on Netflix.com and is available on DVD.
I'm in no hurry, baby, time.
Now, Stan Helsing is not really a scary movie, but if there's one thing most product managers find scary, or at least a little daunting from time to time, it's public speaking. Let's hear communications expert Mike Aguilera talk about how to overcome those fears.
How do you get over the nerves before you get up there and start talking?
Well, it varies. It depends. One, what I advise people is just to demystify where it comes from. In many cases, it's just by mass media, people being told, you're going to be nervous. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. In some cases, it's a bad experience that they've either experienced in childhood, in school, being ridiculed in front of class, or watching somebody. So once you get better understanding, then you can control the nerves. You need that adrenaline. And that's the other thing is embracing adrenaline. Most people think, oh, I have butterflies. That means I'm nervous. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy also there where they start to say, now my palms are getting sweaty. Now I'm really nervous. And so one is demystifying. The other is simply to rehearse. Rehearse in your mind, preparing for the audience, imagining the group of audience. And the reason a lot of people get the adrenaline rush is simply because it's a natural reaction for the body to say, I need more energy. There's more eyes. There's more people around me. And
well, but a lot of people, you know, the adrenaline is a fight or flight thing where you're debating whether to fight the audience or just run away. And controlling it can really be a problem.
Right. Once someone feels more confident and at ease working with a group or presenting to a crowd, then the flight is more of, it's not more of a reaction. It's more of, okay, what can I do with this energy? Because you need that adrenaline. Otherwise, you're going to be really slow. And so you need the adrenaline.
Okay, so let's suppose you are well prepared. You're ready to get up there. And you really do. Some people just, they get hit. Mm-hmm. They get frozen. They get scared. Is there any way of pushing past that at that moment?
Well, at the moment, what tends to happen is the internal dialogue. You're talking to yourself. And so you need to change that conversation from, I'm nervous, I'm frozen, to, okay, what can I do to stay on track? What's my outcome?
I agree with everything Mike is saying, and I'd add one more thought. After a presentation one time that I didn't think went especially great, where I felt I looked and sounded pretty nervous, I asked for some private feedback from some people in the audience who I trusted, and their feedback was consistent. You were nervous? You looked fine. I thought about that for a while, and that experience taught me a valuable lesson: to always assume that I look calm to the audience. Actually, that was the big lesson from Stan Helsing, now that I think about it. Look like you're having a good time, and the audience will think you're all having a good time. Thanks, Bozanga. If you have thoughts about horror movies, tips about public speaking, or ideas on why exactly Leslie Nielsen was in a bra, please email me through the contact page at ChristopherCummings.com. Notes for this episode are available there too. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.